Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Professor Smadar Rosenzweig, and today we will be studying Shmuel Aleph, Perek Kaf Dalet, Chapter 24. But let's recap Perek Kaf Gimel, Chapter 23. In our last Perek, David hears that the Yehuda, Judean city of Keilah, is being hounded by the Plishtim. So he asks Hashem through the ephod, the breastplate, that adorns Eviatar, the sole Kohen survivor, who is with David. And Hashem responds, yes, you'll be successful if you fight against Keilah, for Keilah, against the Plishtim. So David fights the Plishtim and saves Keilah. When Shaul hears that David is in Keilah, he wants to go and trap him there. When David hears this, he asks Hashem again. And again is answered through the ephod that the people of Keilah will abandon him to Shaul. So David escapes with now 600 men, because another 200 men joined him. They hide in a grove of trees, and Yonatan comes to visit him and encourage him in Hashem. This is the last time they meet, and Yonatan asks David to make him his second in command when he will be king. Yonatan acknowledges that both he and his father know that David will be king, and Shaul wants to kill him to stop this. But Yonatan knows that David is worthy, so he asks to be the second in command. This is brilliant on two counts, because usually the next king slaughters the family of the earlier dynasty. And Yonatan also sees God on David's side and sees that he's really worthy to rule. Yonatan knows that he himself is also a great leader, but he would make a great number two. And as in each meeting, they make a covenant, a brit, between them before Hashem, because Hashem is always their witness. And they part. After David and Yonatan part, the Ziphim, the Ziphites, tell Shaul that they know where David's hiding. And Shaul wants them to verify 100% before Shaul commits troops. David is a sly one and escapes, so Shaul wants to know exactly where David is. Shaul circles David's men and is about to attack David, and then a messenger comes to inform Shaul that the Plishtim came back to attack, and Shaul has to change plans and fight the Plishtim. And they call the rock where they had to separate the rock of separation, Sela HaMachloket. Rashi explains that the pshat, the simple explanation, denotes the two armies separated. But Rashi also explains further that Shaul's heart was separated, cleaved in two, Mechulak Lishnaim. One part of him wanted to stay and kill David instead of doing his kingly obligation to protect his people. He was so consumed with hunting David that he did not care anymore about his national duties as king. Shaul sank so low. He was only focused on his personal war with David. How will all this come to a head between Shaul and David? We're going to see that in our Perek now, Perek 24, Perek Kaf Dalet, when they meet in the cave in En Gedi. After Shaul fights the Plishtim, he resumes searching for David with 3,000 men, his standing army. He's notified that David is in En Gedi, and it's a perfect place for David to hide. It's in the Yehuda territory, his family Shevet's territory. There is sweet water there in the middle of a dry desert. It is surrounded by mountains with naturally formed caves from water hollowing out the limestone rock. Today, the stream in En Gedi is called Nachal David because of our story in Tanakh. Now picture this in your mind's eye. David is hiding deep in a mountain cave with his men. And Shaul enters that very same cave. What is David going to do? Let's read it in the words of the Tanakh. We're in verses 4 to 7, Psukim Dalet to Zayin. Vayomru anshei David elav, Hinei hayom asher amar Hashem elecha, Hinei anochi notenet oivecha biyadecha, Va'asita lo kasher yitav beinecha. Vayakob David, vayichrot et knaf ha-me'il asher l'Shaul balat. David's men say to him, this is the day Hashem said to you, I will deliver your enemy into your hands. You could do with him as you please. And David went and stealthily cut off the corner of Shaul's cloak. It's one pasuk, one verse. It really should be two. the friends speaking to David and then David doing the action. But the Tanakh wants to show the immediacy of David's response to the suggestions of his men to do what he pleases with Shaul. Vayhi achrechen, vayachlev David oto, al asher karat et knaf, asher leShaul. But afterwards, David's heart is pounding, and he's upset for cutting off Shaul's cloak. Vayomer la'anashav, chalila li me'ashem, im me'eset hadavar hazeh, la'adoni Mashiach Hashem, lishloach yadibo, ki Mashiach Hashem hu. And David says to his men, oi, chas v'chalila, heaven forbid that I should do such a thing to my Lord, because he is Hashem's anointed one, that I should raise my hand against him, because he is Mashiach Hashem, the Lord's anointed. Vayishasa David et anashav bidvarim, v'lo netanam lakum el Shaul, v'Shaul kam me'amara v'yelach baderech. David rebukes his men harshly, and he doesn't let them go after Shaul to maybe pursue him to kill him. And Shaul gets up from the cave and he goes on his way. What is Shaul's response? Shaul, who has been running after him to capture him and kill him, is in his cave unaware that David is there. David can surprise attack Shaul and kill him with one slice using the sword of Goliath. We remember that David is now carrying the sword of Goliath. David is the anointed one. Maybe this will finalize his becoming king. And if he kills Shaul, it could be self-defense. Shaul is legally a rodef, someone who pursues another with the clear intent to kill. The Navi makes it very clear that Shaul intends to kill David. So David would be able to defend his act in court, in a bet din. Could David live with himself if he murders Shaul the king? Shaul is Yonatan's father, Michal's father. That means that Shaul is his father-in-law and his best friend's father. What is the right action in this case? David has been slipping lately and endangering everyone around him because he is fleeing from Shaul. In the heat of the moment, what will David do? David's men say, this is your chance to do what you want, kill or maim Shaul. Hashem told you he will deliver your enemies into your hands. His men clearly are encouraging him to kill Shaul. But David only cuts Shaul's garment and feels bad about cutting the garment of the king, the anointed one. Let's view this through the eyes of four commentators, four Parshanim, Rashi, Radak, Ralbag, and Malbim. Rashi comments that you really have to turn the psukim around. David feels bad that David's response to their men's encouraging him to kill Shaul is to immediately rebuke them and comment that heaven forbid, Chalila, you can't touch Mashiach Hashem. Which means that first David gives the speech, you should not touch the anointed one. And then he only cuts his coat because that was his plan. But he even feels bad about that. Look what high level, right? Look what level David is on, says Rashi. Radak comments, David feels bad that he cut his coat because Hashem would think bad of him. It might be a sin to cut the coat of the king. And David's men thought that, oh, when David went quickly to the front of the cave, that he went to kill Shaul. And they were disappointed when he did not. So they wanted to go kill Shaul. And David had to defend Shaul strongly and with very strong words. Ralbag thinks that David took the sword in his hand with the intent to kill Shaul. But David was only able to cut his coat. And David felt very bad afterwards, and his heart was pounding that, wow, he could have killed Shaul, because that was his intent. There but for the grace of God go I. Even though he legally could kill Shaul, because he is a rodef, David felt bad about his intent to kill Shaul. And according to Ralbag, this shows David midat chasidut, his high moral character, that he felt bad about his thoughts and his intent to kill Shaul. Additionally, says Ralbag, David is also a practical man, and if he assassinated the king, it would just make it easier to assassinate the king's anointed ones in the future. And David knows he's going to be king, and that's why he feels bad. If he would kill Shaul so quickly, then others could kill David so quickly, because he is going to be the next king. The Malbim explains that David sees finding Shaul in the cave as hashkacha, as providence. It is an opportunity to conduct a test. And what's the test? Is it David's time to rule now? If he cuts Shaul's coat and he feels good about it, then it's time for David to rule, and maybe he can even kill Shaul, or we know the end is near. But if he cuts off Shaul's coat and he feels bad about cutting a piece of the coat, it's not time for David. And because David feels bad when he cuts Shaul's coat, he knows, according to Malbim, that it's not the right time for him to rule. And that's why he tells his men to just let Shaul go, because now is not the time. The commentators all have different approaches to what happened in the cave, but they all agree that it was pivotal for David. He could have legally killed Shaul, but he didn't. And he even feels bad about cutting his coat, desecrating the clothes and image of the king. David holds himself back from lowering himself to Shaul's level. And not only that, he speaks to his men to defend Shaul's honor as the anointed one. After Shaul leaves the cave, David calls out after him, "Shaul, Shaul, look, look what I have in my hand. I have the cut garment. You recognize it? It's from your clothing. It's from your coat." And he calls him father. "I could have killed you, but I had pity on you because you are the anointed one. Why are you hunting me to murder me?" And David says, "Yishpot Hashem beini ubeinecha, unekamani Hashem imecha, v'yadi lo tiyeh bach." Oh, Hashem should judge between us, and he will take my vengeance upon you, but my hand will never touch you, meaning Hashem is going to punish you. He is going to avenge me, but I don't have to do it with my own hand. And of course, he's rebuking Shaul because Shaul is running after him and wants to kill him pretty much and with his own hands. Kasher yomar mashala kadmoni, mirsheim yetze resha viyadi lo tiyeh bach. As the ancient proverb has it, wicked deeds come from wicked men, but my hand will never touch you. Again, David wants to emphasize that by Shaul running after David and wanting to kill him, he's one of the wicked. Whereas David is saying about himself, "I am one of the good because I had the opportunity to kill you, but I didn't." Afterwards, "Vayhi kechalot David ledaber et hadvarim ha'ele el Shaul, vayomar Shaul, hakolcha ze beni David, vayisa Shaul kolo vayef." When David finishes saying these things to Shaul, Shaul says, "Is that your voice, my son David?" And Shaul broke down and wept. Vayomer el David, "Sadika tamimeni, ki ata gmaltani tova, va'ani gmalticha hara'a." So Shaul says to David, "You are right. I'm not right. For you have treated me generously, but I have treated you badly." Shaul admits that he is in the wrong here. And how beautifully he says, "You really treated me well, but I treated you poorly." Shaul cries out, is it your voice, my son David? David called Shaul father, and now Shaul calls David son. Remember, we said that these familial assignations are so important in Shmuel, because we know their relationship. But when you call someone my son and the other person says my father, it emphasizes the relationship even more. It is very powerful here that Shaul says the words, "Is that your voice, my son David?" Shaul first meets David when he is brought to him to play and sing to him and soothe him. We focused on the fact that David's voice, his words, his ideas, his emuna are his most profound traits. David did something very heroic here. By not killing Shaul, David is taking the moral high ground. So too with Goliath. David fought with his voice and a slingshot. But David has been slipping since he had to run away from home. But now we see he's getting his voice back a little. He's getting back his sense of self. And Shaul here acknowledges David's charitable act and admits then he knows David will be the next king. So Shaul, like Yonatan, makes David swear that he will never decimate Shaul's family when he becomes king. And David swears. Shaul requests that he swear b'Hashem, in Hashem's name. But the Navi only says that David swears. With Yonatan, the text always emphasizes that their covenant and swearing is lifnei Hashem, before Hashem. There are several chapters in Tehillim that recount the trials and tribulations that David experienced when running away from Shaul. I strongly encourage you to read them as we are studying these chapters in Shmuel Aleph. They highlight David's anguish, fear, and reliance on Hashem in the direst of straits. The chapters are 7, 18, 34, and mostly 52 to 59 and 63. Our cognate chapter is 57, Nun Zion. And again, I encourage everyone to read these prakim in Tehillim, these chapters in Tehillim, because these are the parallel chapters to what we are doing in Shmuel Aleph together. So let's recap. After Shaul fights the Plishtim, he resumes searching for David with 3,000 men, his standing army. He's notified that David is in En Gedi. It's a perfect place for David to hide. It's in the Yehuda territory. There is sweet water there in the middle of the dry desert. It's surrounded by mountains with naturally formed caves from water, hollowing out the limestone rock. Today, the stream in En Gedi is called Nachal David because of our story in our perek. Picture this in your mind's eye. David is hiding deep in a mountain cave with his men, and Shaul enters that very same cave. What is David going to do? Shaul, who has been running after him to capture and kill him, is in the cave unaware that David is there. David can attack Shaul and kill him with one slice using the sword of Goliath. David is the anointed one. Maybe this will finalize his becoming king. Should he kill Shaul or not? It could be self-defense. Shaul is a rodef, a pursuer. And the Navi makes it very clear that Shaul intends to kill David when he captures him. So David could defend himself in a court of law in a Bet Din. But could David live with himself if he murders Shaul the king, Yonatan's father, Michal's father, David's father-in-law? What is the right action in this case? David has been slipping lately, as we've seen, and endangering everyone around him because he is fleeing from Shaul. In the heat of the moment, what will David do? David's men say, this is your chance to do what you always wanted to do. And the implication is to kill or maim Shaul. Hashem told you that he will deliver your enemies into your hands, say the friends, say the men that are surrounding him. They are clearly encouraging him to kill Shaul. But David only cuts Shaul's garment and feels bad about cutting it because the king is the anointed one. We viewed this through the eyes of four commentators, Rashi, Radak, Ralbag, and Malbim. The commentators all have different approaches to what happened in the cave, but they all agree that it was a pivotal moment for David. He could have legally killed Shaul, but he doesn't. He even feels bad about cutting his coat, desecrating the clothes of the anointed one. He holds himself back from lowering himself to Shaul's level. And not only that, he speaks to his men to defend Shaul's honor as the anointed one. After Shaul leaves the cave, David calls out after him, "Hello, Shaul, look, I have your cut coat in my hand. I have a little piece of it. Why are you hunting me to murder me?" Shaul cries out, "Is that your voice, my son David?" It is very powerful that Shaul emphasizes David's voice, because Shaul first meets David when he is brought to play with him and to sing for him, to make him happy when he has the ruach ra'ah, when he feels bad. We focused on the fact that David's voice, his words, his ideas, his emunah are the most profound traits. David does something very heroic by not killing Shaul. David is taking the moral high ground. Is David getting his sense of self back? When he swears to Shaul that he won't destroy his family, and Shaul acknowledges that David is going to be king, is Shaul finished with hunting David? Does this imply that David himself is on a trajectory just up and he won't falter again? Will it be smooth sailing for David from here? Let's see what happens in our next perek, Perek Kaf Hei, chapter 25. Thank you for studying together, Li'ilui Nishmat Frida Bat Moshe Eliyahu.